1212, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with Herbie and Dane.
Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is The Catch Up on the Riverina's Hit 93.1.
This has been a massive issue in the office, and I'm not saying for a day, for probably over a month now. Honestly, you would say a lot of people have been talking about this for over a month, Dane.
Probably. I don't know why.
It's to do with you.
Yep.
Everyone is on one page. You're by yourself on this one. It is your hair.
Yep.
It's gotten a little bit long.
It has.
And people are rallying for you to get a haircut.
Yes.
A lot of people in this office, including the people who pay you, the people who are in charge of you.
Yeah, they've made some passing comments that...
I wouldn't even say passing. They've come straight up to you and it's been the only topic.
That I need to perhaps get, not so much just to trim it up, maybe neaten it up a little bit. Look, it is a little bit woolly at the moment. It's a little bit crazy. I haven't had a haircut since we went away for the Christmas New Year break. So how many months is that? 4 months or something? Haven't had a haircut since then. And I thought, like, I always have a haircut, so I might just grow it out a little bit and see what happens if I grow it.
And look, everyone is entitled to do what they please with their hair. But the problem I have is you're starting to look a little bit bad in terms of it looks like you have slept in and you are rushing to work and you wear the same shirt every day.
No, I don't.
So even it sort of partly looks like you're potentially a little bit maybe living on the streets at the moment because your hair's gone a whole nother story to it. It's never tamed. It looks a little bit like an anime character whose hair is
back.
Okay. It is
it's a fair description. What if I
shaggy.
What if I came to work with it styled at this length? Would that change?
It wouldn't, because we wear headphones and it changes, and I don't think it can be styled at this stage because you tried to do it yesterday and a second later I took a photo and it was already changed. So the styling isn't working for you.
And if you do want to see, there's some photos up on our socials.
On our socials. Now, I've actually gotten some advice or some feedback from around the office. This is what some people had to say. Amber, Dane's hair, thoughts?
It's horrible. It's aging him. It's absolutely horrible.
He needs a haircut?
Absolutely.
Horrible and aging.
Hannah, Dane's hair.
It's got to go.
What do you think it looks like at the moment?
A pineapple.
Molly, who runs promotions, Dane's hair, what's your thoughts?
It's a little bit Edward Scissorhands like.
Does he need a haircut?
Absolutely.
Connor, Dane's hair, does he need a haircut?
Mate, yes. Big yes.
And what's your thoughts on the actual style at the moment?
Oh, look, he could pull it off if it was a little bit more blended to the younger side of the colour range, if you know what I mean.
The grey's popping a bit.
The grey's popping a bit, yeah.
Jen, who is our big boss, she actually decides if he gets paid each week. What do you think of Dane's hair?
I think it ages him.
Does he need a haircut?
I think he does need a haircut. Hop to it, yeah.
Oh, hop to it. Now, a couple of things. Connor's just new. His opinion doesn't count. Second of all, Jen's I can take on board. I can see.
Well, no, you have to take
from.
On board. She honestly runs this company. You need to take on board. She could come in and say, that haircut's done, you're fired. That's the power that she holds. I just think, like everyone said there, the grey is coming through strong. You look a lot older. There's a photo of you when you first got here and we had our promo shots done.
Yeah.
You look so much better there. You look like you've got a bit of pep in your step, while now you look worn out and like you really don't even want to be at work.
No, that's not the case. I love coming to work.
But it looks like it.
Horrible, aging me, a pineapple, Edward Scissorhands-like with some of the comments there.
Look, I even have your wife's comment on our social media. Just a little tidy up. She's all for the long locks. But still, a tidy up. You need something done here, my friend.
What if I come back tomorrow, and because I know my beard can be a bit polarizing at times as well. I grew that out last year. What if I have long hair and I shave my beard? Will that help?
No, not at all. That isn't helping any kind of case. What we need now, 13, 12, 16, is your feedback. Should Dane get a haircut? You can comment at our socials as well. And if we go to Facebook, Trudy said, yes, it's in need of a good cut and some easy styling advice as well. He does. And a shave too. Cut and shave. Yes, please get a haircut and shave for sure. They're worried about the facial hair, it seems. One person said, nah, grow it, mate. And then Dana said, bro, there's like three major bald spots. Shave down to a number two.
Three major bald spots? No way. I've got one sort of at the back. That's about it. If you're talking about my receding hairline, sorry, it's hereditary. I can't help that. I can't believe how much of a deal my hair has become.
I think it's because you should want to look presentable and you're not looking very presentable at the moment.
I can look presentable if I have to be presentable.
All those photos that are on our socials aren't just of me getting an action shot. They are already photos that have been published.
It's
and you
who
don't
I
look
am.
Too presentable.
It's part of who I am. 13, 12,
now.
16. 13, 12, 16. We're asking the question, do I need a haircut? Tony has gotten involved. Have you seen the hair photos on Facebook?
I did.
What do you think, Tony?
I mean, come on. Like, you know, if you're going for the man bun style, you're totally failing at that as well.
Can I get your honest opinion here, Tony? Do you think if he went for the man bun that Dane could actually pull that off?
Probably not. Yeah, I really don't like the man bun at all.
And that's your opinion. A lot of people do love the man bun.
Actually, someone mentioned it the other day in the office, but then said, Dane, you couldn't do it.
Yeah, well, it's not long enough just yet.
No, I think they were saying that you couldn't have a man bun.
Maybe that's the goal. Maybe I should grow it out for a man bun just to see. And if that doesn't work, then I'll get a haircut.
You really need a haircut.
Dane is 35. How old do you think he looks with his hair at the moment?
Oh, only 35.
Only 35? That's not a good thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I actually thought you were like late 40s.
Oh, yes. Tony, that's it. See you later. Bye-bye.
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry, Tony. You're speaking the truth.
Want more Herbie and Dane? Download the Hit app.
This is the showdown.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.